Slate political analyst Will Salatin is back now. He joins us on Mondays for assessments of the presidential race. Will, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Alex.
It looks like we actually do still have a race, doesn't it? Two nationwide polls taken since last Thursday's debate show Senator Kerry either tied with or even slightly ahead of President Bush. That's after the same polls showed Mr. Kerry down by as much as 11 points right after the Republican convention. What's Washington saying about this? How are the inside politicos reacting?
Well, the Kerry campaign has clearly won at least the post-debate battle over who won the debate. Everybody's agreed that Kerry won. There were some instant polls that confirmed that, and that was really all the evidence they needed. The media then seized on this whole idea of Bush's facial expressions, that he looked sort of annoyed. I thought that Bush looked kind of confused and not on his game in that debate, and a lot of analysts tended to agree with it. So the consensus is sort of that Kerry has the momentum. The Bush campaign is trying to say that this debate didn't actually change people's votes, but the polls that you just cited that have come out since the debate show that that's not true.
And the voters who were already with him are much more enthusiastic. That is, the Democrats really feel good about this. I wonder if their good feelings about it are going to translate into any impact on the race.
Well, the Kerry campaign certainly hopes so. You know, the most important effect is on turnout. There's a lot of focus right now with a lot of registration deadlines closing on getting out the vote, registering people and turning them out. And it's well known that it's easier to get people to turn out when they believe that their candidate is still in the race and when they're excited about him. And that's definitely true of John Kerry right now. One problem for Kerry: the candidate who is ahead often draws a lot of the media scrutiny. That was true of Al Gore right before the debates in 2000. And Kerry has to be careful that if he gets out in front, perversely, the media will start to target him the way they've been targeting President Bush.
Right, because what you keep reading and hearing in political analysis is make the race about the other person and you'll win, which is sort of peculiar sounding to me, but I guess that's what people think.
It's true. You almost have to lose so you can win.
Tomorrow night, the vice presidential debates between the incumbent Dick Cheney and Senator John Edwards. These don't usually matter that much, but maybe because this year the race is so close, maybe it does matter.
Well, I'd like to think so, Alex, but you know, the truth is, it's true, these debates generally don't have much of an effect. I mean, in this case, it's hard to imagine who's going to be watching this debate to make up their mind, who can't already make up their mind by watching the top two guys. You know, my one caveat about that is this particular Vice President Dick Cheney has been so central to this administration and the Iraq war. He's almost viewed as the real president by a lot of people, and he may provide more of a lightning rod for Democrats to attack. But on the other hand, Dick Cheney has always done a very good job, particularly in these forums where he gets to sit down at a table. The format of this debate is that John Edwards, the guy who likes to walk around and talk to juries, is going to have to sit there with the man who sits at the desk and makes the big decisions, Dick Cheney. That format decision is going to be a big advantage for the Republicans.
How about the Friday night format decisions? This is going to be a town hall style event. This is President Bush and Senator Kerry's their second debate. It's going to look a little different from the others. What difference will that make?
Well, the content will be important. That debate that's coming up is already affecting the dynamics of the election in terms of what's being talked about, because everyone knows economic policy, domestic policy will be a much bigger issue in that debate than in the first debate. And that's allowing John Kerry to launch this movement this week to change the subject from foreign policy to domestic policy, which most people think is a bigger advantage for him. The other thing that's important about that debate is the format. You know, President Bush has been going to events where he generally gives speeches and he has very supportive, hand-picked crowds. This forum is going to be easier for John Kerry because he's already been doing a lot of these town hall meetings and he's fielded hostile questions, and those will be coming to both candidates.
Well, what is Mr. Bush going to do? I mean, the notices were not very good from the last debate. He must be thinking about trying something different.
Well, the first thing he's going to do what his aides asked him not to do in this debate, which was to look like a sourpuss while the other guy is talking. He definitely got a lot of flack for that. You can expect Mr. Bush to stand there and write notes or something like that when John Kerry is talking, the way that Kerry did to him. And the other thing that Bush is going to try to do is just simply explain his policies better. He almost looked like he didn't want to be there in the first debate. He didn't really care what people thought. Now he needs to care. Those polls are tightening. The president needs to show that he has a plan for Iraq and for the economy, and that he intends to persuade you about it, that he needs your support and is going to get it.
Opinion and analysis from Will Salatin. He writes the Ballot Box column for Slate. Thanks, Will.
Thank you, Alex.